After nearly 25 years in power, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad fled the country after a coup. And the suspected killer of a healthcare CEO in New York City is still at large after eluding a massive manhunt for almost a week. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, December 9th, 2024. It's the dawn of a new era in Syria. After more than a decade of civil war in the country, President Bashar al-Assad was ousted after rebel groups overtook the capital in a coup on Sunday, December 8th. Now, Syria and its people are left with the question of what comes next as countries around the world, including the United States, react to the changing landscape. Syrians could be seen celebrating in the streets as word spread that Assad had fled the country. State media reported the president and his family landed in Russia Sunday evening, and Assad has been granted political asylum in Moscow. The toppled leader, who had been in power since 2000 and whose family had ruled for five decades, was forced to vacate after rebel forces quickly captured city after city, leading to them taking control of Damascus. Since the civil war broke out in the wake of the pro-democracy Arab Spring demonstrations of 2011, Assad's forces have been accused of brutal, severe human rights violations, including using chemical weapons against their people. They've been held responsible for the deaths of more than 5,000 people and the displacement of millions of others. The rebels who led to Assad's ouster were headed by Abu Muhammad al-Jolani, the leader of the group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Jolani called the coup a victory for the whole Islamic nation. Jolani's group used to be linked to al-Qaeda. Though it has cut those ties, the U.S. still designates it a terrorist group. President Joe Biden spoke from the White House Sunday, calling the end of Assad's regime a fundamental act of justice. Biden added, the U.S. will support Syria's neighbors Jordan, Lebanon, and Iraq should any threat arise from this period of transition. Biden referred to this as a time of risk and uncertainty. We will remain vigilante. Make no mistake, some of the rebel groups that took down Assad have their own grim record of terrorism and human rights abuses, Biden said. We've taken note of statements by the leaders of these rebel groups in recent days, and they're saying the right things now. But as they take on greater responsibility, we will assess not just their words, but their actions. Biden said Assad's downfall came in part due to allies Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah being weaker today than when Biden began his term. President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement on his Truth Social platform Sunday saying, Iran and Russia are in weakened states right now and calling for the end of the war in Ukraine. However, in a post on Saturday, December 7th, Trump said the U.S. should not get involved with Syria, saying, this is not our fight. Let it play out. Iran's president said it is up to the Syrian people to decide the future of their country. Amid the time of transition in Syria, the U.S. showed it will continue its efforts against ISIS in the region. U.S. Central Command said it launched a series of airstrikes Sunday targeting ISIS camps and leaders in central Syria, confirming 75 targets had been hit. U.S. officials said it will not allow ISIS to take advantage of the current situation in Syria. In his first network TV interview since winning the election, President-elect Trump touched on some of his biggest campaign promises and his plans to start following through with them immediately when he takes office in January. In an interview with NBC News' Kristen Welker for Sunday's Meet the Press, Trump said, a lot of it will have to do with economics. A lot's going to do with energy. A lot's having to do with the border. We're going to immediately strengthen up the border and do a real job. Trump also doubled down on his promise to pardon Americans jailed for their role in the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021, saying they had no other choice than to plead guilty. Department of Justice records show more than 1,500 people have been arrested or charged in connection with that attack, and nearly 900 have pleaded guilty. While Trump said he will not tell his nominees for FBI director and attorney general to go after his political rivals, he did share his opinion on what should happen to lawmakers who were on the House's select committee to investigate January 6. Everybody on that committee, for what they did, honestly, they should go to jail, he said. After that interview, former Republican Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who was on the committee, issued a statement saying, Donald Trump's suggestion that members of Congress who later investigated his illegal and unconstitutional actions should be jailed is a continuation of his assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our republic. Trump did reiterate multiple times during Sunday's interview he has no plans to go after political rivals. But as we've reported here at Straight Arrow News, President Biden is considering preemptive pardons for Cheney and others who were part of the House January 6th investigation, as well as Dr. Anthony Fauci and special counsel Jack Smith. The manhunt for the killer of UnitedHealthcare, CEO Brian Thompson, enters a new week. Over the weekend, the NYPD released new images of the apparent suspect. Police identify the man in the pictures as a person of interest wanted for questioning for the fatal shooting outside a Hilton hotel Wednesday, December 4th. One image shows the masked man in the back of a taxi. Another shows him walking on the sidewalk outside a vehicle. Police are hoping these images, along with others released last week, will help lead to the gunman. Authorities reportedly traveled to Atlanta on Saturday, December 7th, and have been searching a lake near Central Park. On Friday night, December 6th, reports said investigators found a backpack believed to belong to the shooter. Inside, they found two items, a Tommy Hilfiger jacket and Monopoly money. Music mogul Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, has been accused of raping a 13-year-old girl alongside Sean Diddy Combs. In a civil suit filed Sunday, the anonymous accuser claimed the assault happened in 2000 at an MTV Video Music Awards after party. The federal lawsuit was originally filed in October, only listing Combs as a defendant. But it was refiled Sunday to include Carter. Jay-Z, who is married to Beyoncé, denied the accusation and said in a statement directed at the attorney who filed the suit, "These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one." Combs' lawyer also responded, calling the suit a shameless publicity stunt. In September, federal prosecutors in New York criminally charged Combs with racketeering, sex trafficking, and other offenses. He is in jail awaiting trial, which is scheduled to start May 5th. Legendary movie director Francis Ford Coppola, The Grateful Dead, and the Apollo Theater were among those honored at the 47th annual Kennedy Center Honors over the weekend. It marked the first time a specific venue was honored at the ceremony. President Biden was among those in attendance, a tradition President Trump did not continue during his first term in office, saying he did not want to be a political distraction, as some attendees had threatened to boycott his appearance. As Trump gets ready to start his second term in office, there are questions about whether federal funding for the arts might be on the chopping block. Former New York Yankees star outfielder Juan Soto is staying in the Big Apple, but moving leagues in reportedly the largest deal in professional sports history. According to reports, Soto and the Mets have agreed to a 15-year, $765 million deal. Sources told ESPN it includes no deferred money and an opt-out option after 5 years. But should Soto decide not to opt out, his pay will reportedly go up an extra $4 million a year for the remainder of the deal, meaning in the end, this could be an over $800 million deal. The agreement also reportedly includes a $75 million signing bonus. Soto's deal surpasses the record set just last year by Shohei Ohtani's 10-year, $700 million contract.